This is Highlight, written by Hawking616, read by Mistborn Hero. A Formula One podfic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen, as well as the characters Sergio Perez, Christian Horner, Sassy Verstappen. It is tagged for Mutual Pining, Get Together, Soft Max. Daniel returns to the Red Bull. He needs a hug. Max loves Daniel. Happy ending. 2023 Formula One season. Summary. Max has wanted Daniel for a long time. Now that Daniel has returned to Red Bull, Max finally gets to prove he's worthy of Daniel's love. Max is the first person Christian calls with the good news. Daniel is coming home to them. He's not yet racing full-time, but he's coming back to the Red Bull where he belongs. Max tries not to think too much about the fact that there's plenty of people Christian probably should have informed first. That's not his problem anyway. In fact, Max has no problems at all right now because Daniel is coming back. Something Max has wished for ever since he first learned Daniel was leaving them in 2018. Max knows things were complicated then, especially for Daniel. The older Max gets, the more he understands why Daniel decided to take his chances elsewhere. It doesn't mean it didn't hurt that Max didn't take Daniel's departure personally, but he gets it now. Daniel was hurting too, and Max was too young to truly understand, too young to look beyond his own opportunities and his crush on Daniel. Daniel, Max knows now, did them a favor in a way. He left and made sure their friendship wouldn't fall apart. A friendship they've kept through the years, even with Daniel being at different teams. Yes, the nature of their friendship had changed a little. That is only natural. But it is still there, and it is still strong, and Daniel is coming back. Max hopes he gets a chance to show Daniel he's more mature now, wiser now. He hopes he gets the chance to show Daniel how much he loves Daniel, and that he can be a good boyfriend, if Daniel will have him. The first time Max sees Daniel again, as part of the same team, is at the factory. Max knows it hasn't exactly been ages since they last saw each other, just a month or so, but it feels like a lifetime. Max misses his other friends too, sometimes, but never as much as Daniel. "How was Australia?" Max asks Daniel. Daniel smiles. He's got a real smile again, not the fake one he wore at McLaren. Not the tired smile he had at the end of the season. A proper Daniel Ricciardo smile. "It was good," Daniel says. "I really needed to be home for a bit to see my family and friends. You know what it's like." Max smiles back at him. "I'm glad it was good," he says sincerely. "You deserve to feel good." It's too much, perhaps, on Daniel's first day back. But Max has never been one to chill about Daniel. Besides, he thinks Daniel deserves to hear how many good things he deserves in life. He knows Daniel has certainly heard too much of the opposite in the past few years. "Did Christian put you in charge of the welcome back committee?" Daniel asks, grinning, though Max can spot the insecurity behind it. "If anything, I put myself in charge of the welcome back committee. I, of course, am very happy you are home with us, and I miss you, and I want to make sure you are happy," Max says. Oh, Max, Daniel says. Daniel doesn't sound entirely convinced yet. That's okay. Max will show him how much he means it, how happy he is that Daniel is back. They get roped into filming some marketing stuff. It is almost like the old days again. Max turns into a giggling kid around Daniel and laughs a little too loud at all his jokes. Checo is giving him knowing looks. Checo may not have been at Red Bull when Max and Daniel were teammates, but he's been subject to many of Max's laments and daydreams about Daniel over the past 2 years. He knows Max has got it bad for Daniel, and he will not hesitate to remind him, though thankfully, he doesn't call Max out in front of Daniel. After filming videos with Daniel, Checo and Max have to attend some other duties. Max is only slightly disappointed that Daniel can't come with them. He is handling it, he swears. Checo thinks Max's reactions to Daniel are the funniest things ever. Oh, Daniel, what a funny joke! I, of course, have never heard such a funny joke before. You are so cute! He mocks. Max playfully slaps Checo, which only fuels his teammate more. Max's cheeks are bright red when they arrive at the meeting. Luckily, no one points that out. Perks of being a world champion, Max thinks. The meeting is incredibly boring and goes on for forever. Max starts to doodle on a piece of paper, and if he writes down his and Daniel's joint last names, well, no one has to know about it. When the meeting is finally over, Max runs into Daniel again. Did they finally release you? Daniel asks. Max nods and sighs dramatically. I almost died with how boring it was. Daniel slings his arms around Max's shoulder and pulls him closer. Luckily, you have me to entertain you now. Come on, Maximus, to lunch. They sit together in the cafeteria. Max doesn't know how long it takes. They just talk, and it's like the world around them disappears. It is easy to get lost in Daniel's voice and Daniel's stories. Max can't help but smile at every word that leaves Daniel's mouth. That's nothing new, of course. He's been like this about Daniel since the very first time they met. Max had been a literal kid and desperately tried to be cool. Daniel had, of course, been nice, but nothing more. Then Max joined the Red Bull. He finally had his chance to become friends with Daniel, and he desperately wished for something more. But Max knew he wasn't what Daniel needed then. Max had too much left to figure out about himself and the world. He was still unrefined. Now he's better. God, Max really hopes Daniel will see that, and he really hopes it is not too late, that no one has snagged Daniel up. Yes, Daniel's happiness is the most important thing to Max, but he wants to be the one to make Daniel happy, not some random person. Everything okay, Maximus? Daniel asks. You were staring off into space. I've not been boring you, have I? Max gives Daniel a horrified look. Of course not, he says vehemently. Then he smiles. You could never bore me. That's silly. I was just thinking how everything has changed over the years. But the things that matter haven't. I'm really glad you are back. Daniel lets out a relieved sigh. We should hang out when you are in Monaco again, Max says. Sure, we can make that work, Daniel says. Max is happy. He might be looking forward to hanging out with Daniel more than to the upcoming season and a potential third championship. Daniel is more precious than any win. Max hadn't understood it back then, but now he does. He's not like this about anyone else. But Daniel is just special. After lunch, Max hugs Daniel goodbye. They both linger a little. Max doesn't want the moment to be over, but unfortunately, they are at work and have to actually do their jobs. Max has a meeting with Christian, and Daniel has to go on the sim. Gotta work on those setups to get you an advantage, Maxi, Daniel says with a wink. Max blushes. Christian, of course, comments on it when Max walks into his office. Had a good lunch with Daniel? Yes, Max says softly. Yes, I did. Christian smiles at him fondly. Good. It's a good thing he's home, isn't it? Max nods. It's where he belongs. Their actual meeting is not very interesting, but Christian squeezes Max's shoulders before he leaves and tells him he thinks Max has a chance with Daniel. Then he promises they'll do everything to keep Daniel now. The next time Max sees Daniel, it is in Monaco. Daniel squeezed seeing Max in between a trip to Australia, Red Bull duties, and the first race. It is very kind of Daniel that he's prioritizing Max too. They hang out in Max's apartment. Even Sassy is excited that Daniel is there and sniffs his leg. She likes you, Max says proudly. Daniel reaches down and tentatively pets her. Sassy purrs. She is normally more shy and not so cuddly, but Max understands her, of course. It makes a lot of sense to adore Daniel and to want to be touched by him. Max is the same. She's a sweet girl, Daniel says. He pets her some more. Then he straightens himself and pulls Max into a hug. I keep meaning to say, you've gotten so broad the last few years. You're nothing like the lanky kid I met in Red Bull. Max's cheeks flush. I, of course, have changed in many ways. Grew up a bit. Yeah, you did. Daniel smiles. He lets his hands linger on Max's back. It feels good to have them there. To stay so close. You know, I was just going to completely retire after the shit show that was McLaren. I didn't think I had the desire to do anything more, Daniel says. But then, Christian called me. He made a good offer, even said he would keep me in mind if a seat opened up. That's not why I said yes to him, though. He mentioned you had missed me, and how much you would love to have me back. How much you've grown up. You're still Max, but you're wiser, I think. Calmer. And I realized I wanted to be closer with you again, and experience this version of you up close. So that's why I said yes. Daniel? Max whispers. I always want you by my side. Was I really enough to make you reconsider? Daniel strokes Max's back. Of course you were. Max's eyes water. He buries his face in Daniel's neck, while Daniel keeps gently rubbing his back. I always want to prove myself to you and show I can be good, Max says after a while, making sure to look into Daniel's eyes. And I understand why you left in the first place, but it's very important to me that you are home now, and I will make it good for you. Then you must know it was circumstances that made me leave, not you, Daniel says. Never you. Max smiles at him and carefully places a hand on Daniel's cheek. Daniel leans into the touch. They stay like that for a while, just standing in each other's space and gently touching each other. Susie has gotten bored from the lack of attention and runs off to play with her brother, or potentially commit some crimes.
"Do you want to watch a game and drink beer?"
Max asks.
"I'd love to," Daniel says.
Max heads into his kitchen to grab a six-pack of beer he bought specifically for the occasion, and then they plop down into his couch together. Daniel has already put on the game, and Max hands him a beer. They sit close together, their shoulders touching. It is nice, even when they fall asleep halfway through the game, or perhaps, especially, because they fall asleep against each other. Max and Daniel continue to hang out throughout the season. It is hard, because Daniel is not at all the races, and they both have other commitments that keep them busy, too. But they make an effort, and Max makes sure to shower Daniel with love. He's still pining for Daniel, but at least he gets to do nice things for him. Checo, again, has picked up on this. He corners Max between free practice sessions at the Monaco Grand Prix.
"Did you make any progress with your man yet?" he asks.
"A little bit, I think," Max says. "I mean, we spend a lot of time together, of course, but I also think I need to prove myself more. I don't want to move too soon and make him uncomfortable, but also, maybe I thought he would make a move."
"Are you sad he hasn't?" Checo asks.
"A little bit, but of course you cannot force these things," Max says.
Suddenly, Daniel walks up to them.
"What are you two up to?"
"We are discussing Max's love life," Checo says. "I am very interested."
Daniel tilts his head and frowns a little.
"Max doesn't have a love life. He's not interested in that. I would know."
Checo laughs.
"Good luck," he says to Max,
and walks away before Max can even flip him off. He's immediately distracted from how much he wants to kick Checo's butt by the sad look on Daniel's face.
"You're seeing someone?"
Daniel asks. Max shakes his head.
"But I'd like to."
"Oh." Daniel sounds so defeated, and Max's heart shatters on his behalf.
"It is, of course, you I like, and would like to date," Max says. "I just thought I'd have to prove myself more first."
Daniel beams at him and pulls him into a kiss, not caring who might be watching. Max doesn't care, either. He finally gets to kiss Daniel.
"So, to be clear,"
Daniel says after they part to catch their breaths,
"you like me, and I like you, and we should totally be boyfriends."
"We should totally be boyfriends," Max says. Max tells Christian after qualifying. Even though Max drove one of his best qualifying seasons ever, he thinks Christian is prouder and happier about his boys getting together. That's okay. Max is too. Max is in bed with Daniel when Daniel gets the phone call that he's getting to race in Hungary. Max feels bad for Nick, but his happiness for Daniel wins out. Daniel is great as their third driver, doing PR and development work, but he belongs in an actual seat, and now he finally has one again. Max immediately kisses Daniel when he hangs up the phone.
"Fuck, baby, we get to race each other again,"
Daniel says.
"Fuck yes,"
Max says, and kisses Daniel again. Max is having the greatest season of his life. One he is unlikely to ever repeat, and it is incredible and special. Still, getting to be Daniel's boyfriend and getting to share the track with him again is an ever bigger highlight.
so it feels right to finally say,
I love you.
I love you too, Daniel replies. He pulls Max into a heated kiss, and they don't leave the bed for hours.
This day requires a celebration. The end. This has been recorded as an ITPE gift for Nani. I hope you enjoyed. I almost did one that it was a soulmate AU, and then I was about to record and noticed that it was tagged for a college AU, and that was in your Do Not Want list, so I had to change plans last minute. But at least it wasn't like after I recorded it, and I already had this one picked as a backup. So, I liked this fic, I hope you did too! Happy ITPE, and please remember to drink some water today!